And speaking of Chrysler, here's a measure of fame largely forgotten. In January 1929, Time magazine picked a Man of the Year for only the second time. The year before, the first person so honored had been Charles Lindbergh. Who on earth could be as famous as that? Well, the man Time chose had already appeared on the magazine's cover back in 1925. He was a household name, thanks to the car he had named for himself, and in a few years he would also be known for the skyscraper he would build in Manhattan. He was Walter P. Chrysler. Chrysler was a railroad man and a turnaround artist. He went to work at General Motors, worked day and night for 3 years, and made Buick more efficient and more profitable. He pioneered painting and stockpiling parts to shorten assembly time. Then he set off on his own, buying car companies, and by the dawn of 1929, he was, according to Time, the outstanding businessman of the year. Here he was in a newsreel talking with his top engineer, Fred Zeter, about the wonders of the new 1932 Dodge.
Fred, I think you and your engineers have done a great job, but you've gone beyond what I expected could be accomplished.
Fred Zeter was downright enthusiastic.
It's got that good old Dodge dependability, plus everything that the public wants today. Fred, you're proud of this car, aren't you? You're damn right I am.
They don't make yes men the way they used to. Such were the storied origins of the newest overseas division of Fiat.